It's you versus Katie.
And unless your brain runs on TikTok, reality TV, and red carpet drama,
wow,
you might already be toast.
Let's play Katie Crush on Mix 100.
Oh, yeah. It is time to get our crush on. And it looks like Lisa made it through today. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys today?
Well, we're super dupes. Definitely super dupes. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Hi. I'm living in Aurora right now. I've worked two different jobs. I sell insurance and I work at a restaurant. And I'm very excited. This is my first time playing.
Okay. Hey. Thanks for calling.
Who do you sell insurance for?
Oh, privately.
Just okay. Privately. Yeah. It's just Lisa's insurance company.
Yeah. Yep.
She's like, I got you covered.
All
I got
your
umbrella
needs.
Policy here for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You like what you do?
I love what I do.
Good for you. That's huge.
Yeah.
That is massive. Well, do you know a lot about stuff?
I think I do. I have a feeling Katie's going to put me to the test.
She's pretty good.
I bring it, but I've got faith in you, Lisa. I think you got this.
Yeah, she scrolls the internet and watches TV roughly 18 hours a day, so she's pretty tapped into everything.
Yeah, I don't know why that made me so proud.
Anything you want to say before you leave the room?
Oh, no, just good luck, Lisa. Let's have fun while we do it, huh?
Thank you.
All right, get out of here. Lisa, she goes into a room where she can't hear anything that's next to the studio. I come up with the questions, so there's no cheating. And then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back into the studio. Are you psyched? Are you ready to play?
I am so psyched. I am so ready to play.
You have good energy, so let's do this. Please tell me, what two brothers squished their long-standing feud to get the band back together and go on tour for the first time in 16 years? Who was that band?
Oasis?
I'll put you down.
Was it Oasis?
I don't know. We'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring Katie back, but I'll put you down for Oasis. Here's your second question. Phil and Claire Dunphy are from what TV show?
Modern Family.
Your third question. What was the pig's name in the movie Charlotte's Web?
Babe? Am I thinking of the wrong pig?
It's all right. And your fourth question. What band sang the song Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Nirvana.
And your final question, what was Simba's dad's name in The Lion King?
Mufasa.
All right, let's get Katie Cat back in here. She's making her way in.
Okay, hi.
Hi, welcome back. How was your adventure?
You. It was great.
Yeah?
It was great.
You in there tooting or anything all by yourself?
We'll find out later.
Go ahead. All right, you ready to bring it?
I'm ready.
Let me add them up here for Lisa. Okay, Katie, let's do the damn thing. What two brothers squished their long-standing feud to get the band back together and go out on tour for the first time in 16 years?
Brothers. I can only think of the Jonas Brothers right now.
Oh, that's sad.
That's not it.
Lisa, what did you say?
I said Oasis.
Boom!
Oasis, and they did get back
together. They really
right?
did, yeah. And they were fighting for so long.
Okay, shake it off. It's fine.
Phil and Claire Dunphy are from what TV show?
Modern Family.
That is also what Lisa said.
Yeah, Lisa.
Yay for you.
Okay.
I love that show because Al Bundy's in it. What was the pig's name in the movie Charlotte's Web?
Wilbur. Right?
The way you said it, Wilbur.
Wilbur, yeah.
Sadly, Lisa, you said Babe.
I know. I thought I answered too quickly.
Oh.
Darn. So many pigs to choose from. Katie, what band sang the song Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Nirvana.
That's also what Lisa said.
Lisa, you bringing it?
Are these too easy today? I feel like they're too easy. What was Simba's dad's name in The Lion King?
Mufasa.
Say it again.
Mufasa.
Lisa, yeah. You said the same thing. Whoa.
Yes.
Okay, so is that...
Look at this.
Did we get tied?
4-4, Katie, I guess, officially wins because ties go to Katie.
But the way you said it makes me...
I'm sick of this rule.
I know.
I can't even tell you how sick I am of the tie rule.
When you're gone, we change that rule.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
We need to do something different about that rule.
Okay.
I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, I'm kind of over that.
Tiebreaker question.
What's that?
Tiebreaker
like
question.
Like a tiebreaker, but then what if you both get the tiebreaker? Another tiebreaker?
I know.
Like, today you both are so good, that could go on for like 45 minutes.
It really could.
But I'm in a good mood today, and I'm sick of that rule, so I'm going to give you the prize anyway, okay. Lisa. Yay!
Yay! Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, good.
That'll be a fun time at Waterworld, too. Yeah. Those are great tickets.
Get your bikini on and go have some fun.
Thank you. If I had just gotten Wilbur, I would have got it.
I know.
You would have swept it. Boom. Well, that's okay. You won anyway because I like you, Lisa.
Yay, Lisa.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Absolutely. So here is what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you how to get those Waterworld tickets.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're right, Lisa. Bye. Have a good day. Hold on.
See ya.
Good job, Katie. We'll work on that rule, I think. We need to change it up.
Workshop it.
Yeah, we'll
sure.
workshop it. We'll have a meeting today, okay? And all staff. We'll pull everybody in on this.